we invite you to tune in to our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Ministers of God. Today's meditation was written by Pastor S. D. Abraham. We shall take our Bible reading from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 11 to 12. It was He who gave some as apostles, some as prophets, some as evangelists, and some as pastors and teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry, that is, to build up the body of Christ. I have just read from the New English Translation. Question: Do I have to leave my profession and become a preacher? I really want to spend the rest of my life serving the Lord. Answer: Dear reader, the longing to serve the Lord with your life is a beautiful sign of spiritual maturity and surrender. But the idea that you must leave your profession to fulfill that calling is a common misunderstanding. God doesn't call everyone to preach from a pulpit. In fact, most of His work is done beyond the four walls of the church building. Ephesians 4 makes it clear that while some are specifically called to be apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, their role is to equip the saints, that's you, for the work of ministry, wherever God has placed them. God's divine strategy is to scatter His people like salt across every sector of society: education, healthcare, government, business, entertainment, and more, so that we can shine as light and preserve righteousness in a decaying world. You, as a teacher, engineer, doctor, artist, or business person, may be uniquely positioned to reach people that a pastor or missionary could never reach. You may be the only Bible someone ever reads. Take time to seek the Lord's face. Ask Him where, when, and how He wants you to serve Him with your life. While you're still in your profession, don't wait to be ordained before you serve. Live each day with the awareness that your workplace, classroom, or office can be your mission field. Let your conduct, excellence, compassion, and words reveal Christ. As you go into today, remember that full-time ministry isn't about standing behind a pulpit. It's about standing in your God-ordained place and letting your light shine. Do all that your hands find to do as unto the Lord, and He will make your life a fragrance of His glory wherever you are. Prayer. Lord, help me to represent You faithfully in every space You've placed me. Teach me to serve You with my profession and to bring glory to You in all that I do. Amen. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Job chapters 37 to 38. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If you begin with us today, by this time next year, you will have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next. Job chapters 37 to 38.
At this, my heart pounds and leaps from its place. Listen. Listen to the roar of His voice, to the rumbling that comes from His mouth. He unleashes His lightning beneath the whole heaven and sends it to the ends of the earth. After that comes the sound of His roar. He thunders with His majestic voice. When His voice resounds, He holds nothing back. God's voice thunders in marvelous ways. He does great things beyond our understanding. He says to the snow, "Fall on the earth," and to the rain shower, "Be a mighty downpour," so that everyone He has made may know His work. He stops all mortals from their labor. The animals take cover. They remain in their den. The tempest comes out from its chamber, the cold from the driving winds. The breath of God produces ice, and the broad waters become frozen. He loads the clouds with moisture. He scatters His lightning through them. At His direction, they swirl around over the face of the whole earth to do whatever He commands them. He brings the clouds to punish people, or to water His earth and show His love. Listen to this, Job. Stop and consider God's wonders. Do you know how God controls the clouds and makes his lightning flash? Do you know how the clouds hang poised? Those wonders of him who has perfect knowledge? You who swelter in your clothes when the land lies hushed under the south wind, can you join him in spreading out the skies hard as a mirror of cast bronze? Tell us what we should say to him. We cannot draw up our case because of our darkness. Should he be told that I want to speak? Would anyone ask to be swallowed up? Now no one can look at the sun, bright as it is in the skies after the wind has swept them clean. Out of the north he comes in golden splendor. God comes in awesome majesty. The Almighty is beyond our reach and exalted in power. In his justice and great righteousness, he does not oppress. Therefore, people revere him. For does he not have regard for all the wise in heart?
Then the Lord spoke to Job out of the storm. He said,
"Who is this that obscures my plans with words without knowledge? Prepare to defend yourself. I will question you, and you shall answer me. Where were you when I laid the earth's foundation? Tell me, if you understand. Who marked off its dimensions? Surely you know. Who stretched a measuring line across it? On what were its footings set? Or who laid its cornerstone while the morning stars sang together and all the angels shouted for joy? Who shut up the sea behind doors when it burst forth from the womb, when I made the clouds its garment and wrapped it in thick darkness, when I fixed limits for it and set its doors and bars in place, when I said, this far you may come, and no further. Here is where your proud waves halt. Have you ever given orders to the morning, or shown the dawn its place, that it might take the earth by the edges and shake the wicked out of it? The earth takes shape like clay under a seal. Its features stand out like those of a garment. The wicked are denied their light, and their upraised arm is broken. Have you journeyed to the springs of the sea or walked in the recesses of the deep? Have the gates of death been shown to you? Have you seen the gates of the deepest darkness? Have you comprehended the vast expanses of the earth? Tell me if you know all this. What is the way to the abode of light, and where does darkness reside? Can you take them to their places? Do you know the paths to their dwellings? Surely you know, for you were already born, you have lived so many years. Have you entered the storehouses of the snow, or seen the storehouses of the hail, which I reserve for times of trouble, for days of war and battle? What is the way to the place where the lightning is dispersed, or the place where the east winds are scattered over the earth? Who cuts a channel for the torrents of rain and a path for the thunderstorm to water a land where no one lives, an uninhabited desert to satisfy a desolate wasteland and make it sprout with grass? Does the rain have a father? Who fathers the drops of dew? From whose womb comes the ice? Who gives birth to the frost from the heavens when the waters become hard as stone, when the surface of the deep is frozen? Can you bind the chains of the Pleiades? Can you loosen Orion's belt? Can you bring forth the constellations in their seasons, or lead out the bear with its cubs? Do you know the laws of the heavens? Can you set up God's dominion over the earth? Can you raise your voice to the clouds and cover yourself with a flood of water? Do you send the lightning bolts on their way? Do they report to you, here we are? Who gives the ibis wisdom about the flooding of the Nile, or gives the rooster understanding of when to crow? Who has the wisdom to count the clouds? Who can tip over the water jars of the heavens when the dust becomes hard and the clods of earth stick together? Do you hunt the prey for the lioness and satisfy the hunger of the lions? when they crouch in their dens or lie in wait in a thicket? Who provides food for the raven when its young cry out to God and wander about for lack of food?
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.